The Gemara asks, that there's a story that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna got Rishus. We saw this Gemara already last week. The Gemara said Rabbi Bar Chana. Sorry? No, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna ki ava minsi bahadid be Resh Galusa, when he was fighting with the Resh Galusa. Amar lav minaychu nakatid Rishus. He gave him a little bit of a shtach. He said, I know, I got you. He said that I didn't get Rishus from you, but rather I got Rishus from the Nasi. And the Gemara asks, why did he need Rishus from the Nasi if he was living in Bavel? And that was the Gemara that we spoke about last year. Those of you that missed the Shir on Eretz Yisrael, Steinberg, Geshmak, Shir on Eretz Yisrael, right? You sort of Eretz Yisrael. Omedes halagulin. You know what I'm talking about? Thursday? Thursday Shir. You were there. Yeah, I'm messing you up. Nakita Rishus me Abba Mari. I got Rishus from Abba Mari. The Abba Mari got from Rav, Rav mi Rav Chia, Rav Chia mi Rebbe. So the Gemara clearly says that he had Rishus from the Nasi, from Rebbe. So the Gemara says, B'milsa da'alma u'dikam lo. He was just messing with him, but it wasn't that that he actually used that because he actually lived in Bavel and he needs Rishus from the Resh Galusa and the Nasi is not going to help from him. V'chimiyachar de'lo mahani Rav barachuna Rishus de'nokal lamali. Once it doesn't help, so why did he get all that? Why did he go with the Tircha to make sure that he goes up the whole chain to have Rishus from the Nasi? Says the Gemara, because it affects areas which he is nearby. La'yaris ha'umdis alagvulin. And last week, we learned the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam learns, based on this Gemara, Aryaris ha'umdin alagvulin is relevant for the halachos of smicha, that when it comes to smicha, you don't follow the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael from Ole Bava, which is Kedushas Haaretz, Bizman Hazeh, but rather we follow which boundaries, Max Harvey? Ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim. We follow Kedusha Rishona for Eretz Yisrael Zman Hazeh, and we gave a whole explanation, a whole shiur on Thursday, because there are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There's a din Shem Eretz Yisrael, a din Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the halachas are not necessarily parallel. But yet, what question number one from today's sugya is that why is the Rambam so convinced in the Rambam in the second of the Maamar Mekaymus, learning from our sugya, that you can extrapolate the din of Netilas Rishus and apply the halachos of smicha from the din of Netilas Rishus? Netilas Rishus and smicha are two independent concepts. Let's remember, Rabosai. Smicha means you have the ability to paskin. You have a heter hora, you have the ability to now adjudicate a case. Rishus is a ptur tashlumin. In case when you made a mistake and now I damaged the party that really shouldn't have had to pay, what's the halacha? I'm now exempt and I'm exonerated because I have rishus from the Nasi or the Resh Galusa, wherever they're applicable, in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel. But why do I necessarily, the Gemara says a halacha over here about Netilas Rishus. How is the Kesef Mishnah so convinced in the Rambam that whatever applies to Netilas Rishus is now a source for the Rambam, that Shem Eretz Yisrael and the Oli Mitzrayim is going to be the source for Smicha? Smicha has nothing to do with the Ptur Tashlumin. Netilas Rishus Rabosai was based on what halachic mechanism? That's four words, Steinberg. Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. That's a Dine Mominis halacha. That's not a halacha, that's smicha, that's an Isser V'Heter type halacha. How does the Kesef Mishnah know that there's this bridge that you can carry from one sugya to the next? It's question number one on our sugya. Rabbi Isai, then we go to the Tosfos at the bottom of the daf. Tosfos says, I want you to know something. Don't get confused by this Gemara. The Gemara has a long chain of individuals that gave Rishus for Rabbi Bar Chana to Paskin. Says the Gemara, says the Tosos, it's not that he needed Rebbe's authority and permission from each person, but Tosos says, nah, it was a technicality that Rab Chia, I don't remember who it was it Rab Chia, was in the town of Rebbe, Rav Shema B'Irosha Rebbe Haya, and he needed permission from Rebbe, but for everyone else on the chain,
Once they got Rishus for themselves, they're an independent entity and they can cut themselves off the chain. Says Tosfos, I'll give you a proof and a riot to this Chiddush Gadol. Rabbosai, stay tuned. The Rivosh in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph and the Rabbi Yonah in his Chiddushin and Mesechah Sanhedrin argues with our Tosfos. Because it's not Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like, in order for me to get Netilas Rishus, okay, you can play telephone. You can ask a lot of people to help you to get the message up to the Rebbe, to get the message up to the Nasi. But bottom line, if Rebbe doesn't speak to this individual, if Rebbe didn't give the authority, guess what? No Netilas Rishus. Says Tosos, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Tosos rearranges the Pshat in the Gemara. Tosos says it's an entirely different Pshat. And really, independently, once you have Rishus, Savitsky, you can even give over that authority and that Rishus to the next person. What's his proof? How does Tosos know this? Tosos says it's no different than what halacha? Then?
Smicha.
Tosos says when you're a Sam, and you got Smicha, so that not only makes you rabbi, and now it means that you can now paskin. Now it gives you the ability to pour out and to spill over and to give smicha to the next samach, to the next non-samach, to the next person that needs smicha. I am an independent entity that lives and makes my own chain. And I don't have to exist from anyone prior. Once Moshe Rabbeinu gave me smicha, even if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't exist anymore, so I can give it on Vayter because I now start the chain. Everyone is an independent entity. Smicha makes you a samach to the extent that you can also be a masmich to others. So Tosfos says, so too, a Reish Galusa gives Netilas Rishos. He gives permission. He gives a situation that now, if you mess up, you're going to be potter from Tashlumin. You now have that authority to give over to others. And really, we did not need to link up the chain up to Rebbe. And that was a technicality about the fact that Rav lived in the same place as Rebbe. And that's the only reason it needed to do. But honestly, the reason why Rabbi Baruch Hanna has Netilas Rishus is because the one above him has Netilas Rishus. And even, says Tosos, once Rebbe dies, Netilas Rishus can continue to go on. Rabbi Said, give me one second. I don't understand this thesis. Argues the Rivash? What? Bishlam a smicha. Smicha from Rebbe makes me also a Rebbe. So now I could be masmich to the next person. Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa. He says, by the way, I give you authority, a technicality, that if you mess up, you have a ptur tashlumin, you're exempt and you don't have to pay for the damages that you caused. That doesn't make you a status. That doesn't make you a Rebbe, says the Rivash. That doesn't change who you are. Why in the world would one agree to the Shita of the Tosfos? That now once you got Netilas Rishus, you know, I passed go, I got a Ptur Tashlumin, you know, I collect $200, now that's going to affect my status that I can now affect the next generation. Rabosai, our Tosfos is not only fascinating from a chronological point, our Tosfos, in my opinion, needs a lot of Hesber. If I would take a vote right now, who to side with in the Pshat of the Gemara, I would totally vote with the Rivash and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph and the Rabbeinu Yonah. For Smicha, such a logic makes sense. You turned into a Rebbe. For Netilas Rishus, what's the Pshat? Everyone bothered by this question? Ezra, you're just not bothered by this question because you always want to argue.
No, I mean, like, it makes...
How does that make sense?
I guess,
what's Netilas Rishus? Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So they gave you a Ptur Tashlumin. So... You know what? I went to Bezdin last week. Bezdin says that I was potter. Bezdin gave me a... You know what? Now, I'm such a hush of a guy. Now the ability to potter other people. Are you a shulim?
That's better than getting it from... What's the case of getting rishus? Meaning you got rishus from somebody else, so then you're going to get rishus from somebody else also? Or it's...
Yeah. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying.
No, I'm saying. So why is that... Why
that's
is
crazy. What stature do you have?
If you got Rishus, then you should... I mean, it's not the same thing as Smicha, but
if you understand the lumdus of Netilas Rishus, the way we explain, it's Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, so they gave you a Ptur. They gave you a Psak. But who says that you now have the jurisdiction to decide and the stature to now give that over to other people?
Well, same reason that Bezdin could give you the
ability. No, Bezdin said that now I have the ability and I have a Ptur Tashlumin. But that's a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that's a limited Hefker. We're going to get there. Yeah.
So when it said that it was Rabbi Bar Huna got permission from his father, got permission from Rabbi.
Yeah.
So the reason why I was saying that, to say that one of them got it from Rebbe, therefore they're, like, therefore...
Taisus says that they really didn't need it from Rebbe. You didn't need it, and I'm paskening right now, anyone who has Rishus can give Rishus to the next person.
Right, no, but
what was the reason they did relink it back to Rebbe? Taisus explains.
No, but even though, why it would still have to be linked to Rebbe, they're saying... Down the line, one of them got it from Rebbe.
Yes,
he kept giving it to everyone.
Correct.
Rebbe,
obviously, it has to start somewhere. It has to start from Rebbe.
That's the whole point of it.
But the point is that the Tosas is saying, I have no issues once Rebbe dies and not being allowed. Rebbe does not have to be aware about the fifth guy on the chain.
Right, but that
the Rivash says that's not true.
Right, but that line could support Tosfos. They're saying he asked Rebbe Chiya, who asked him, who asked Rebbe down the line, and since one of them asked.
I understand. Tosfos has
now he's able to keep giving it to him.
I understand what Tosfos is. I don't understand what you're trying to do. I understand what Tosfos is saying, but I think logically it doesn't make sense.
Right, just that line in Gemara fits in better.
No, 100%, 100%. Yeah, you're right. No, the line doesn't fit in a good. Tosfos is bothered. No. Tosfos explains what that line is. He says the only reason Rav had to go back to Rebbe, and we have to link the chain back, is because Rav lived in the town of Rebbe. Otherwise, he wouldn't have needed to go back to Rebbe.
I thought you were saying, okay.
No, so the Rivash says, no, Tosfos, you got it absolutely wrong. The reason why it had to link back to Rebbe is because Netilas Rishus can't exist without Rebbe. Rebbe is the Spitz. Rebbe is the Matil Rishus. He is the only person who can give Rishus because Netilas Rishus says the Rivash is not like Smicho. It's Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And there's one person who can initiate that and carry it over from generation to generation. It's the Nasi or the Reish Galusa and no one else. Just because you got a technicality, a Ptur Tashlumin, that's going to affect future generations? Rabosai, this is a bothersome Tosfos. It needs an explanation. And yesterday, I had a Ha'arim, and I had a Machshava, and I had a Chiddush. And I'd like to share it with you guys, to explain this thesis, and to explain the Kesef Mishnah that we started off. Ran quotes a Ramban on Daf Hei Amud Aleph that discusses the following shaila. You know, everything we've been discussing from Daf Hei Amud Aleph is talking about a person usually who doesn't get smicha. A Yachid Mumcha we spoke about, Tosfos writes, this is not talking about a Mumcha that has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's talking about a person who's Gomer V'Savir, who knows a lot of halacha, but he doesn't have smicha. So such a person gets Rishus from the Reish Galusa, and that will help him, says the Gemara, even legabe ipso facto, post facto, that he's ptur tashlumin if he messed up. That's the Gemara on Daf Hei. What happens if you had smicha from a shrebe? What happens if you mamish had the real smicha, ish mi pi ish, from a shrebe? And you messed up. And you paskined wrong. And you were tall b'shikol adas. You made a mistake. Gave the money to the wrong guy. Did you need Rishus from the Reish Galusa? Says the Ramban, the Ran quotes from the Ramban, Chiddush Neira. The Ramban. Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Smicha de Oraisa, the biblical Smicha, has built in within it an automatic Ptur Tashlum. And therefore, you would not need this secondary entity called Netilas Rishus from anyone. Avad, if you have smicha, so then your potter from Tashlumin built into the smicha. Rabbi Isai, the first time I saw this Ramban, I thought it was fascinating. And I thought that maybe the approach one could understand the Ramban is the saying, once you have smicha already, okay, so we also say, you know, that we're also going to pat you tashlumin, we give you a booby, you know, whatever, it's, you know, you also have the post facto mistake, tur tashlumin, exoneration, maybe that's put on the Ramban. But then I realized that I think it might be different. And I think this might be the source and the nekuda opening up a totally new Havana in this whole sugya that's going to answer all of our questions. Rabbi said, maybe the Ramban saying that we misunderstood the real Ptur Tashlum. It's true. Bizman Azeh, when you don't have a mumche, when you don't have a samach, when you don't have someone with smicha, and you want to get reshus from the Reish Galusa in order to be exempt, if you mess up, you need hefker bez din hefker. But maybe that's just Bizman Azeh. Maybe originally, when the Rebbeinu Shalom set up the concept of smicha, and he created and invented a minoy hagavra, that you are now a Rebbe, says the Ramban, included in that stature is that you are such a Dayan and such a Rebbe, and you have such authority given over from Moshe Rabbeinu, that built into your authoritative status is a Ptur Tashlumin as well. Maybe we are duped by the Gemara of Hayom and Aleph. The Gemara introduces the halacha of Ptur Tashlumin emanating from the Reish Galusa, working through the fundamentals of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, like we discussed last week. And we said that it might even apply to a non-Jewish kingdom, Ayin Rashi, Ayin Atumim, that's what we spoke about last sugya, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But maybe that wasn't the ideal. Maybe that wasn't the origin. Maybe Ptur Tashlumin doesn't emanate and doesn't become invented from the Reish Galusa. Says the Ramban, it even existed already within the smicha itself. That every person who has smicha min haTorah is not only considered a Rebbe and now has the authority to give over smicha, but built into the status is that now you are such a Dayan that no matter what mistake you make, you're potter and exempt.
What was Ramban
Mat?
Was the Ramban there?
Similar idea. So the Ramban is understanding, Rabbi Sai. When I talk Rishus, Ptur Tashlumin, when I talk, am I talking only Hefker Bezdin Hefker? Am I talking only Dine Mamanis? Or no? Is there a certain, if I would put it into Lundish terms, a certain Chalois, a certain stature, even legabe the dine mominus, the tur tashlumin? It's not just a technicality, like we were saying before, that Hefker Bezdin Hefker implements an exemption over here, and you should know that you're okay because the Reish Galusa is overseeing this, and he now happens to exempt you, and through his koach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker now is pottering you? No! Originally, smicha itself, the minoy and the gavra, the stature given to the individual, had within it a ptur tashlumin, something that had an effect, legabe, financial halacha, legabe being potter. You can paskin now to the extent that whatever you say will not be mechay of you, even if you make a mistake. That was the key stature. If the Ramban saying that pshat, that ptur tashlumin even existed on a level deraisa, Steinberg, and it now is part and parcel of the halachic status of smicha, Rabbi Yisai, now I can put a different spin on the idea of netilas rishus. This is not just a halacha of hefker bezdin hefker, a technicality, pattering the individual from tashlumin, that it has to be from the Reish Galusa, like the Rivash was saying. No. Maybe within the stature that you attained, just like you're a samach and you can give smicha to the next person, so too, netilas rishus can go to the next person. Because that was part of your stature. And that was part of the original blueprints. I'm spitting like crazy. That was part of the original blueprints of smicha. Was d'oraisa, ptur tashlumin, was built inside of it. Once we have that model of the Ramban, what existed min haTorah from a guy who actually had smicha, how would you be potter from tashlumin? You didn't need the Reish Galusa. You didn't need a Hefker Bezdin Hefker implementation. It was part of your stature, Iran. It was part of your status. It was part of your Gavra. Ooh. It's not just Hefker Bezdin Hefker. It's not just a Dini Mamanis Halacha. It's not just a technicality. Now I can start talking Tosfos language and saying, you have Ptur Tashlumin? You got such a stature? Maybe now, even when the Reish Galusa gives it to you, it's patterned after the original Smicha, and you can give that to the next halacha.
Rabbi Isai Tosfos is saying, even when it comes to Rishka, to the Ptur Tashlumin, we follow the rules and regulations of what?
Of Smicha. Because on the level of the Raisa and the original Halacha, they were all a function of one parsha, of one Halacha.
Don't be fooled by the status of Netilas Rishus and Reish Galusa like we started Shir, that it's just a technicality and a practicality. No, it's a stature.
It's a meaning agavah like Smicha. Oh, in Cain, you have this Ramban to work with. Oh, we're saying Torah over here that was Nischadish yesterday in the Galach based Medrash on the second floor after Mincha. That's what we're saying right now. Now we can also answer the Kesef Mishnah.
The Rambam says a massive Chiddush la'alacha, and he says the lands of Eretz Yisrael are Ayaros ha'omdim ala gvulin, that now we follow Shem Eretz Yisrael, even Olim Mitzrayim, and we don't follow Kedushas Haaretz like the Shir on Thursday.
I want to find that the Smicha Rambam. Get your Gemara right. Kesavisha says his mucker is our Gemara on the payment hour. How do you extrapolate from one to the other? I'll tell you how you extrapolate from one to the other. Netilas Rishus is not just a technicality. It's not just a Ptur Tashlumin. It's not just the way we explained last week that it's just Hefker Bezin Hefker, don't worry if you make a mistake. No. Originally, that was part of your stature. Menela, it's similar to Smicha. You got a status. You don't mean I got. If so, the Rambam compares the two sutras and learns from the maskana of last sugya of Ayoras Omdin Alagun, which is Halacha Legabe Netilas Rishus, is now even applicable Legabe the Mina Yagavro in Hilchos Smicha.
It's not that one is Isser V'Heter and one is Chosha Mishpat and don't learn from one the other. They're both originating according to the Ramban from a chalois on the gav. The Gemara goes on, Rabbi Isai, and we'll see this is going to affect even the next prat. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks, the Gemara says a whole story, why did you call one my niece and one my nephew? The Gemara says, on Hema Beis, the Gemara says, I don't understand, why did he need, the Gemara says he got Yora Yora, he got Yater Bechoris Yater, he got Yadin Yadin, all the different dinim for Choshe Mishpat, for Iser Beheter, for being Matil Mumin, but for Mumin Lagabe Kodshim. So the Gemara asks, on Hayim Abiz, fascinating question. E Gomer Rishu Salamali Lemishka. If he's a learned person, so why does he need Rishus? The Gemara here is talking about that he didn't have Rishus to Paskin Lagabe the Din of Bechoros. The Gemara gives the two reasons why they didn't give him Rishus Lagabe to Bechoros.
I thought this question was on the Isser V'Heter.
Was on the Isser V'Heter? Oh, it was on the Isser V'Heter, right. So the Gemara says, what? The Gemara says, what did they stop? Gemara says, no, it was new, but he was too bucky. So Gemara asks, no, the story was about Bechoros, but the Gemara was saying, why do you need Yorah Yorah, which is Isser V'Heter? Once you have Isser, once the Gemara says, E-Gomer, if he's learned, Rishus Olam Olim Mishpa. Anyone have a Gemara, Akash on the Gemara?
Yorah
Yorah, why do we need to give him Rishus? What do you mean? I'll give you very simple. You need to give him Rishus. Because even if he has smicha, because he wants to be potter from tashlumin. Frek toisus, he saw the top toisus. E gomer lamali rishus lamishkal. If he's learned, why does he have to get the additional rishus? What does toisus say? Hadaloi meshane frek tois akasha. Why didn't the Gemara just answer linyan tur tashlumin lifter? Because you have to get the rishus to be exempt. The perik echad dini mamanis muchach shetarch l'rishus lifter b'ser v'heter, because we know the Gemara says later on that p'tur tashlumin being exempt from payment is also nogei l'gabe iser v'heter, which is yora yora. So why is the Gemara asking akasha rishus alamli l'mishko? Of course he has to get rishus to paskin. He doesn't want to be stuck. He doesn't want to be stuck. Zok Tois is a chiddush nifla adlamoy. What does Tois answer, Steinberg?
I didn't say Tois.
It says Tois Once you have Yadin Yadin, you have a Ptur Tashlumin from the Reish Galusa or from whoever you're getting it from, the Paskin, one area of Halacha, Chosh Mishpat, that Ptur Tashlumin will exist for all areas of Halacha. Means you have to get Smicha in all areas, but you don't need an individualized, independent Ptur Tashlumin for every other carried Halacha. So then the Gemara makes sense. The Gemara reads like a charm. Once he's Gomer, and he has Yadin Yadin, he has a Ptur Tashlumen in one area of Halacha, so why do you need Yorah Yorah, separate Ptur Tashlumen? And on that, the Gemara says, because of a story, what happened, so they implemented that you really need it. But Tosis is saying, the Gemara's rationale of asking the Kasha was that I don't need a separate Ptur Tashlumen, a separate exemption for every individual separate Halacha that is applicable. Rabosai, listen to this. The Ramban, as quoted by the Ran, has a different shot in this Gemara. You know what the Ramban says? This guy had smicha, right? This guy had smicha, right? Says the Ramban, he had smicha and smicha deoraisa. So you know what that means, says the Ramban?
Obviously,
he doesn't need what? He doesn't need rishus. Says the Ramban, this is a riot to my shita in the last sugya. Anyone who has a smicha min haTorah, built inside the smicha, built inside that status, built inside the reshut, built inside the status of being a samach, is an automatic what? Ptur tashlumin. On that, the Gemara was asking, once he's gomer, once he's taka samach and he had a real bona fide smicha, such an individual doesn't need what? Doesn't need reshus. Not that Tosfos was saying that the Gemara was asking because there were different categories. Tosfos held, of course, he needs a Ptur Tashlumin. But Tosfos is just saying the Gemara's assumption was once you have a Ptur Tashlumin for one, you don't need a separate Ptur Tashlumin for the other, you only need Smicha in both those areas. However, says the Ramban, no, once you have Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Smicha de Oraisa, built inside the Smicha is a Ptur Tashlumin, so why do I have to go back to the Reish Galusa? Why do I need the B'dievet situation? Rabbo said, this is exactly the Ramban that we used to explain in the last sugya that Smicha and Atilas Rishos are interconnected. Yeah, Simon.
A few things. What, if it's Smicha, why do you even need to get permission to be Yadin Yadin? Because shouldn't he, if they had Smicha already beforehand, they shouldn't have to go to Rebbe at all.
That's the Ron's Kasha. That's the Ron's Kasha. Good, it's a good aura. meaning what Steinberg's pointing out is that it doesn't read well in the Gemara because the Gemara sounds like it's only asking the question from Yorah Yorah. So the Ramban will answer that the Gemara's question will l'chora be on everything. That you don't need anything. But it reads better, according to Tosfos, because the Gemara introduces the question only after Yorah Yorah. And on that, Tosfos answers, once you have a Ptur Tashlumin for Yadin Yadin, you don't need Yorah Yorah. According to Ramban, the Gemara should have asked the Kasha on the whole story, even on Yadin Yadin. Excellent.
And also, on the other Tosfos,
it's a great Kasha.
On the other Tosfos also, though, I thought that Tosfos was saying that the part where it said that my father asked Rav to Rabbi Chiya, then Rabbi Chiya asked Rebbe, I thought that what he was showing us is proof to show that part of the Gemara was his proof to show that.
He's bothered by that.
No, I thought the beginning of Tosfos.
The last line of Tosfos.
The last one of Tosfos is the second part. That's where Shravan Bar Chana and Rav are going to go and ask Rebbe. They're saying why did you need to, in that case, in that time, that's where the problem was. So there, why did he have to go ask Rebbe? But the first time where it said that the line, like the lineage, it said that first my father asked Rebbe Thea, who asked Rebbe.
He doesn't have a proof to that.
No, but that wasn't a problem for him.
No, it wasn't a problem.
Right,
but
that was the part that
he's saying.
The part
but he's saying a chiddush in that line. I mean, the Rivash reads the Gemara and says, "Look at the whole chain.
Yeah.
Rebbe is key for every step of the change.
Right.
If you take Rebbe out of the equation, you're done." Tosfos says, "Don't read the Gemara like that." And really, Netilas Rishus works like smicha. Tosfos says, "But how can I say what I'm saying? So why does Rebbe have to exist?" On that, Tosfos says, "I could explain Rebbe in a different way."
But you can still say that Tosfos. I mean,
doesn't have a proof.
Because someone has to get it from the Nesi.
No, but I'm saying Steinberg, right? He doesn't have a proof to his Shita. He has an assumption. His assumption was that Netilas Rishus works like smicha. The Gemara reads better according to the Rivash. There's no question.
Okay.
He doesn't have a riot to his Yisod. He has a way to get out of his, to read the Gemara according to him. But if you would honestly ask me who to read the Gemara more simply like, it's like the Rivash.
So then how's the Rivash then reading that line with the lineage where it's saying that, like, why wouldn't it just say that he asked...
Because that was the story. That was the story. It happened to be. They had to go up all these steps. But the point is, it's crucial, and it makes sense why Rebbe had to be in the equation, because Rebbe's everything.
But Tosfos agrees Rebbe's everything at one point.
What? No, Rebbe's everything for now. That's the way Rebbe Rush reads the Gemara. Rebbe's crucial for now. I have to link it up. And the Tosfos says, no, it's not true. Rebbe was only crucial for that one stage of Rav that was underneath Rebbe.
Yeah.
That's not Rebbe the simple did. Reading of the Gemara. That's not the simple reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is that in order for the last one in the chain to exist, he needs the first one. That's the simple reading.
Either way, you need Rebbe either way.
I know, but that's not relevant right now.
Okay.
Right. I agree with you. I'm not saying that it's so difficult in the Gemara. But Tosfos does not have a proof, and the Rivash does. The Rivash is more similar. The Pashas in the Gemara sounds like, from the whole sugya, is that Rishus comes from the Rish Kalusa, or the Nasi. And if you want to continue that, so then you have to somehow, he has to know about you. You have to link it up. The fact that you now could be a Nato Rishus, now can be able to Mato Rishus, that's a big Chiddush. But Rabosai, the Ramban helps for the other sugya. Rabosai, two more points. The Ran quotes from the Chiddush Rabbeinu David, and some of the Rishonim right over here, that maybe the Gemara's Kasha, to answer Tosfos' Kasha, was specific, like Steinberg pointed out, specific to Yorah Yorah. Maybe the Horah in Isser V'Heter Feder, maybe, give him a whack, maybe the Horah in Isser V'Heter is different than Choshen Mishpat. Why would one draw such a conclusion? Why would someone say that? The Gemara was specific in its question. Why do I need a Ptur Tashlumin when it comes to Isser V'Heter? It should be sufficient with what? Just the Smicha, and I should never need a Ptur Tashlumin. Can anyone try to add some explanation? Why would one draw a differentiation conceptually between a Psak and Isser V'Heter about a Milchik's and Fleishik's knife? About a kosher or non-kosher chicken, as opposed to a yodin yodin in choshen mishpat. Yezo, what are you finding?
I was just thinking that you said that you can get smicha for a specific category.
That's true.
So I was thinking that maybe.
And what's the source of that? Our Gemara.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking that maybe you wouldn't have you need the details of shus in the other categories.
That I'm asking why. That's clear. That the Gemara is saying these Rishonim are learning the Gemara that. Bishlam by yodin yon you need a ptur tashlumin if you mess up. But by yorayra rishus alamali mishkal igamir rishus alamali mishkal. What do you mean? So my svara should be like Tosfos asks. What do you mean? I need a ptur tashlumin if I mess up. No, don't I?
You say they not on the muckum versus being on the tabero. Maybe being on the muckum start like stronger. So that's why you need extra permission. That's why I asked to ask for yorayra also.
If I care.
You know, you would think that since it's a stronger thing, that's why you would need to get permission. Even though it's a
they're saying
yadin.
You don't need to get permission. Rishus alamalu mishko frek the Gemara. Why do you need Rishus? These Rishonim are saying, oh, the Gemara's Kasha was because it's Isser V'Heter. What do you mean? Why should you not need Rishus? Of course you need Rishus. Isser V'Heter. What's the difference? Yeah.
Isser V'Heter is like a very, like, it's from Moshe, right? Like, the halakhas are straight, they don't change, but each like situation with money like changes.
Oh, I'm just going to add a little bit to what Ezra's saying, but I like where Ezra's going. Rabbeisai, I think there's something fundamentally different in a psak in Isser V'Heter and a psak in Choshen Mishpat. When Max Steinberg and Savitsky have a din Torah and they come into my bezdin and I'm going to paskin on their shaila, so I am paskining on their situation. They hate each other, they are killing each other, they're fighting with each other, they're trying to get each other in chayrim, they're trying to take money one from the other, and I'm paskining not only about money on a chefza, I'm paskining on their case. Shimi Savitsky's head is in my... I can't sleep because I'm so scared what he's going to do to me, he's going to burn down my house. That's like making me nervous. I'm talking to an individual, to a case over here, to a situation, like Ezra was saying. Isser V'Heter, that is more of a psak in abstract. Even though there are times that it might be relevant to your specific case, but what am I saying? Halachically, when milchiks and fleishik come together and it creates basar v'chalav, that is what the Torah says from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's treif. Now, that might translate that for your situation, if your
situation fits with those rules, it might come out to be us. But did I get a psak on that situation? Did I say, zeh chayav lezeh? Maybe not. Maybe I'm just telling you, according to these halachos, this is what the halacha will be, and it's more of an abstract halacha. Maybe one could argue, it's a chiddush, maybe one could argue the Gemara's kasha was that when it's not a specified psak to a case, to a situation, a dintaira, of dine mominis, bein adam lechavero, so then, but rather it was just an abstract, it was just quoting the halachic sources, and therefore you'll apply what I'm presenting to you, so then what? Maybe the Ptur Tashlumin is not as relevant. Because I'm not really being mazik you. I'm not really damaging you. I'm really just telling you what the halacha is, and then that indirectly is now going to affect your situation and your specific case, and maybe the Gemara's havamin, that maybe you shouldn't need reshus in such a situation is because you're not really dealing with death. You're dealing in the abstract. You're dealing with Isser Vaheter, you're dealing with halachas that don't specifically pertain to this specific case, so therefore, the Gemara had a havamina, maybe you wouldn't need reshus in the area of Isser Vaheter. Whereas Dine Mominis, it's talking about the case, so therefore you need to cover your bases specifically to the case as well. Rabbi Isai, the last nekuda that I put on the Maamar Kaimis that I want to discuss that is emanating out of our sugya is something that is on your bechina already, and it's something that came up, but it's a gevaldika sugya, and it's very, very, very nogeya to the yonim lamaisa of what's been going on. Anyone at the Musa Shmuz last week? Or Rav Khan?
Says the Rambam
from our Gemara. Says the Rambam from our Gemara. You can give smicha for specific categories, Steinberg. But what do you have to make sure if you want to be a samach and you want to be a person who could paskin for specific categories? He has to be roi lechol advar. He has to be knowledgeable in all areas of halacha, not only have yedius in one specific area, but he has to be fit for all areas of halacha in order to get smicha even in specific areas, says the Rambam. Very fascinating Rambam. Very, very fascinating Rambam. What was the Kfes HaChoshin's kasha on this Rambam? Hello? Rabosa is going to be on your Bechina guaranteed question. Tzais asks, a ger is not allowed to paskin dine nefashos on anyone, right? So how could a ger get smicha even for dine mominis? Right? Machleik is Rashi and Taisvis and Yevamis and Sanhedrin. Hello, if you're not roi l'chol advarim, Rabbi Rambam, so then you can't get smicha for what? For anything. So the Rambam is upshlugged from which sugya? From the sugya Yevamis Baya Ger. What's the teretz, Rabbi Yisai?
It's just making. It's just bringing up an old thing. Now, it's just bring. There's already a psak, and you're just telling them what the psak is.
By smicha are different.
Being able to don for other.
Yeah, smicha are different things.
Yeah, ger is not. Ger is not considered.
Isn't
ger could be. It's not based on the ger. It's just.
Rabbi Yisai, what do we say in shir?
There's nothing externally that's preventing him from doing it.
What? Ger Suma, yeah? What's the difference? Good. Yeah, what's the pshat? Say it.
One second.
Don't bark, say it.
There's a tip, you gotta train a Cali for a
ooh.
Something.
Rabbi Yisai, we said a gevaldik of pshat. You wanna know the teretz? The Rambam is coming to exclude, not a ger, the Rambam is coming to exclude someone who's insufficient, who's a Suma. Who has a psul guf, who has an invalid reason that he doesn't have the ability to carry with him every other halacha. A ger. A ger is not knowledgeable? Rabbi said, give me a raya that a ger is knowledgeable. Tell me his name.
Shmaya
and Avtalia. Shmaya and Avtalia, and in this sugya that we learned, were the head of the Sanhedrin. About that they're knowledgeable. There's just a halacha that the Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, Mikera Bachecha, that they're excluded externally from that parsha. That doesn't mean that you're not roy l'chol advarim. That wasn't what the Rambam was coming to exclude, to say that you can't get smicha because you're not roy l'chol aparsha. What? Badishmayin avtalian a roy l'chol aparsha. They're just not allowed because of an external pasuk telling you mekarav achichus. So therefore, we answered that that's not going to be shver when it comes to a ger. It's not going to be akasha on the Rambam from this Gemara that you have to be roy l'chol advarim in order to get smicha, even in individual cases. Rabbeisai, you know what this tells you. We have a lot of chazara today.
Do you think
he
took this kasha one more time?
So this is kasha, is how could the Rambam say, based on this Gemara, that you can only get individualized smicha if you're fit and roy l'chol aparsha? Hello, a ger is not roy l'chol aparsha. So we said, yes, he is.
Why would he be roy?
Tosus and Rashi and Tosus and Yavam say that he can't be dan din in a fashos.
So that's not right by Oed. That's
the answer we just said.
Correct. Okay. So
fine.
That's.
Wait. So what was his answer?
He says that's yes, the answer. He is roy. He just has a practicality that he can't judge. A suma is not roy. So. I guess so. No, I'm done. Chavra, a lot of chazara. Yeah, it's very hot in here. Why? I can't take this. No, but it's like it's hotter inside than outside.
Outside is so nice.
Estava mincha, Chavra.
So he's right, but he can't because it's
external. Because of a pasuk, mikar b'chacha, but it doesn't mean he's not fit.
Like, what's no. The thinking? Like, why would he know that? Like, why?
No, because it sounds like you have to be able to be done.
Roy l'chol advar means, okay, they decide.